Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Shame with Sophie podcast. I am super excited you're here. This is your host, Sophie. And yeah, today is going to be a little pep talk for myself and for you, because we're going to be talking about working with the ego. We're going to talk about what do you do when your ego gets loud. And if you don't know me, I am a Leo. I am a Leo with a big ego, but also a big fucking heart. So, do the math. Do the fucking math. I'm sure I spoke about this on another episode before. I can't remember. I think it might have been the one with Erica, our New Year's one, where we were speaking about that. Because I am a Leo, and Leos have big egos, but they also have big hearts as well. And it can be very challenging when your ego is loud, but also your heart is strong and bright and brave. So being able to communicate with those two parts of you and know when to drop the ego and tap deeper into your heart, know that your ego is safe to follow your heart, to follow your bright, bold, brave, courageous, strong, loving heart. Because your ego really is just trying to protect you, and this is something I've been learning as well, obviously, and navigating through and reminding myself of, is that our ego is just trying to protect you. It's just trying to protect us. It just wants us to survive and keep us safe. However, if you're listening to the Shame with Sophie podcast, more chances than none, you don't want to stay small. You don't want to stay small. You don't want to hide. You don't want a low vibrational protection. You want a high vibrational protection. And what if you were to create a more high vibrational protection field? And again, that's why we tap into a lot of spirituality here as well. But what I really wanted to speak on was, what do you do when your ego gets loud? Because my ego has been fucking loud. We've just moved through, as I record this, we've just moved through the full moon in Leo, and that dials my ego up so fucking loud. Like, so loud. I was like, bitch, you gotta fucking calm down. Like, calm down. And I've also noticed, like, my ego being really loud because I have been stretching myself. I have been putting myself out there. I have been being brave and doing hard things and doing difficult things and allowing myself to be seen. And that's something that it really scares me. Like, it really scares me to be seen, because I have and I continue to heal these underlying limitations and fears of being judged or being rejected or not being accepted. So when I'm putting myself out there on social media, on different podcasts, because I have another podcast with Maggie and Carly, when we're launching our 3-week challenge or elevation, when I'm launching, like, sharing about my membership, when I'm sharing about my content, even though I've been doing this for like a good couple of years now, my ego can still get triggered and still want to protect me from the potential quote-unquote unsafety, or yeah, the quote-unquote unsafety experiences that may occur from growing, from putting myself out there. And what's been happening is, during, like, my ego being loud, like, we're still doing amazing things. And this is the thing, like, why I really encourage you to also lean into your fear, like, not allow your ego to hold you back, not allow your fears to hold you back. Instead, lean in, like, lean into it all and activate your potential, your power, your confidence in action. Because as my ego has been loud, and I've had to intentionally and actively continue to drop it, continue to communicate with it, continue to allow it to be heard and to shout and scream and not deny it and not be like, you're so fucking stupid for thinking this, because I am putting myself out there. I am doing scary things. I am collaborating with really gifted people, and that can trigger my feelings of not being enough, or my beliefs of not thinking I'm as good as others, or not trusting in myself, or not believing in myself, and my ego is being like, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're saying, you're embarrassing, like all of these things that are not true, but it's just trying to protect me because I'm putting myself into so much more expansive experiences. I am growing myself, I'm expanding myself, and that is just inevitably going to trigger your ego because you're doing scary shit. You're challenging your fears. So just know when those fears do arise, if you're expanding yourself, you're putting yourself out there, you're doing, maybe you're going live or you're launching your first, your business, or you're moving country, whatever it is, you're starting a new project. If there is fear there, if your ego gets loud, that is okay. That's normal. Your ego's just trying to protect you because it's recognizing that you're doing something different. You're doing something scary, and that's something I want you to start celebrating. So what do you do when your ego does get loud? Do you allow that to be a sign of, oh shit, let's hide. Oh shit, like, this doesn't feel comfortable. Let's just retract, 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 abort mission, abort mission. Or are you like, okay, and this is what I've been doing because my ego has been really loud and I've had to be like, okay, what is it trying to protect me from? Like, what is my ego trying to protect me from? What has my ego been saying? And obviously it's this, so I'm not going to be rejected or judged. And it's funny because even though I'm putting myself out there and receiving so much abundance of love, of messages from people telling me they love my meditations and people upgrading into my VIP, into my membership, signing into my membership, jumping into Aura Elevation, listening to my free podcast, listening to the podcast every single week, listening to my free meditations or free tap-ins or coming to my live tap-ins on Instagram. Like, people are coming. People are immersing into it. You guys are immersing into it. But even that, my ego can still be really loud. And it's because I'm stretching myself. Like I've said, I'm stretching myself. I'm expanding myself. I'm putting myself out there. And also, I can feel myself coming to a new, like, chapter, a new level in my journey, because I am going to be moving out soon. My membership is expanding. The different ways people work with me are expanding. Like, things are expanding. Therefore, my ego, my fear can get so much louder when you, and this is the same with you, like when you're doing something new, when you're coming up, when you're putting yourself out there, when you're doing something different, or there's a new chapter starting, a new level beginning, whatever it is, your fear is going to be loud. Your ego is going to be loud. But it's important for you to strengthen your awareness and your compassion and your behavior with it, with your ego. Learning to let it be heard instead of like shutting it down and battling against it and fighting against it. Letting it be heard. Letting it be seen. Letting it come to the surface. And then lovingly putting it to the side. Lovingly being like, thank you. Thank you for trying to protect me. Thank you for like showing me that you want to protect me. You want to keep me safe. Thank you. But it's okay. It's okay, because there's another high vibrational safety, another high vibrational protection available to me. So I'm going to put you to the side and I'm going to tap into my heart, and I'm going to choose to lean into this fear of following my heart. Because yes, following your heart maybe be exciting and liberating, and yeah, follow your heart knows the way, like woo, because it does. But it also is scary as shit. And it hurts like hell at times. And it takes a hell of a lot of inner strength to follow your heart. To drop your ego and follow your heart. Follow the scary, intuitive, heart-led desires that you've been given. Instead of following, instead of living from a human, logical way of being. Because following your heart may seem like this easy, beautiful, flowy thing to do. But actually, it takes a lot of inner strength. It takes a lot of the inner strength, that's the word that's coming through, inner strength, determination, devotion to yourself, devotion to putting your ego to the side, dropping your ego to the side, dropping your fears, or even just leaning into the fear, leaning into it all, giving yourself compassion and grace, surrounding yourself with people on similar journeys to you, that want to see you thrive, that want to support you in leaning into this fear, but also following your heart. Maybe you come inside my True Alignment Portal community. I have two tiers now inside of my signature membership, True Alignment Portal. We have the heart-centered being tier and the heart-centered leader tier. So the leader tier is for business owners and the heart-centered being tier is for all ambitious souls around the world. And that's my space where we return back home to ourselves. It's a home that you can return back home to yourself. But this is a space where we lean into the fear. We say thank you, ego, for trying to keep us safe, but let us lean in anyway. And that's what I've been doing. Having to quiet my ego because I am expanding. We are expanding. We're doing different things. We're being bold. We're being brave. We're putting ourselves out there. We're putting our voice out there. We're putting our light out there. And that is going to trigger us. But that's okay. That's a sign. It's a sign that actually you're growing. It's not a sign that you have to hide, retract, and abort mission. That is a sign that your ego is like, shit, they're going for it. They're putting themselves out there. We gotta get back. Hide, bitch. Hide. But no. This choose in this moment that this is the moment, the second, the day where you choose to say, right, enough is enough. My ego doesn't get to lead anymore. My ego doesn't get to have so much control anymore. Yes, it can be seen. Yes, it can be heard. But it doesn't, it is not in the driver's seat anymore. It can be in the passenger seat. It can express its fears. But then I can say, it's okay. Let me put on this beautiful song. Put down your window, enjoy the fucking ride. Enjoy the ride, you're okay. You can quiet down and let me lead, aka the heart. And yes, it's going to be scary. Yes, it's going to feel like a roller coaster. Yes, we're going to be taking risks and twists and turns. But you're okay. At the end of the day, we're always going to be safe. We're always going to be protected. So, what do you do? When your ego gets loud, when your ego tries to protect you and keep you small when you're putting yourself out there, are you going to start to put it to the side? Are you going to start to drop it? Are you going to start holding yourself with compassion? And even, I invite you, actually, come through there, is I invite you to write a letter to your ego. Even have your ego write a letter to you. And let it speak. Let it share what it's worried about. Let it share what it's trying to protect you from, so you can start to shift that energy on a deeper level as well. But what I also want to lead you guys through is a mini EFT tapping for quieting your ego and tapping into your heart. Something I want to do. I want to bring more embodiment pieces to the podcast as well. So whether you are driving, whether you're walking, whatever you're doing, you can either just listen to this, or if you're able to, or if you want to come back to this, or you can listen to this and then come back to it and actually lead yourself through this tapping, please feel free. So this is going to be just a mini EFT tapping for quieting your ego and tapping into your heart. Okay, so as I was kind of sharing just a little bit about what I've been moving through, how my ego has been loud, what I feel it's trying to protect me from, how I'm navigating and shifting my perspective over my ego and my fears, I want you to also reflect on how your ego has been speaking to you. What is it trying to protect you from? How have you been communicating with your ego? Have you been allowing it to take so much control? Have you been allowing it to be in the path, in the actual driver's seat? Have you been fighting against it? Just bring an awareness over how your relationship with your ego has been these past while, or however long you want to look at it for. For me, it's just been this month in January. It's just been very, very fucking loud. So I want us to go through this tapping, quieten our egos and tap back into our hearts. Because I know if you're a frequent listener, you're a frequent listener of the podcast, you know that I have an underlying heart condition. So that's how it kind of makes things even more like kind of more challenging for me, because I'm an ego, Leo with a big ego, but I'm also a soul with a underlying heart condition who has been on a deep healing journey with our heart and knows that our heart is so pure and so magical and so miraculous. And it's quite the challenge to come out of the ego and tap back into the heart. It's something that I have to strengthen every single day. So I'm going to lead you through this EFT so that you can come back to this as well with me every so often or however long you need. And if you enjoy my EFT tap-ins, I do have an ever-growing library of EFT tap-ins inside of my True Alignment Portal membership, which is not a coincidence that it's short for tap. So if you enjoy this and you want more kind of tapping experiences with me, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes. Well, two links in the show notes, one for the heart-centered leader tier and one for the heart-centered being tier, depending on whether you're a business owner or not. But yeah, so what I wanted to do is just give a little shake of your hands, shake of your feet, do whatever you need to do here. Taking a deep breath in, and I'm going to guide you through the points. If you've never done a tapping with me before, or if you don't know what EFT tapping is, it's short for emotional freedom technique, and we are going to go through and tap on the energy meridians of your body, just like acupuncture, and it bypasses your conscious mind and gets into your subconscious mind and shifts the energy within your subconscious, within your being. So this tapping is centered, like I said, around quieting your ego and tapping into your heart. So I invite you to speak aloud. If not, in your head is fine. And if you're not able to tap, even just use this as a little mantra track as well. If you feel called to change in any of the words that we use, please feel free to do so. So before we start tapping, I just want you to kind of bring awareness to how heavy or loud even your ego has been recently. Zero has been quiet as fuck. It's actually been really damn quiet. It's all good. Or 10 being like, it's been so, so loud. It's been holding me back. It's really been bringing me down. So just not controlling that number, just allowing whatever number comes up to be absolutely perfect. And I just want you to signal to your mind, to your body, to your heart, to your ego, that it's safe for you to shift this energy, to drop your ego, to tap into your heart. And I want you to come to the karate chop part of your hands and just start tapping on the side of your hand and repeating after me. Even though my ego thinks it has to protect me from my growth and expansion, I deeply and completely love and accept every part of me. Even though I battle with my ego, and I have all kinds of reasons for that, I allow my ego to quieten and my heart and body to come alive within me. Taking a deep breath in and out. Even though my ego has created the misunderstanding that I have to play small and safe, I let go of this misunderstanding and unlock the power and potential within me. I know it doesn't always feel safe to open my heart, and it's easier for me to close myself off. I know it doesn't always feel safe to let my heart lead the way, and it's easier for my ego to take control. But it's safe for me to bring down the barriers of my limitations and know I am always protected. I am always protected from something far greater than my ego. I know I've been taught to live from my head and struggle against myself. But it's safe for me to drop my ego. It is safe for me to quieten my ego. I give myself permission to quieten my ego. Coming up to the top of your head. It is safe for my subconscious to release and let go all that no longer serves. The most powerful, beautiful, worthy being we're evolving deeper into. Side of the eye. I am working on releasing all the patterns and beliefs that no longer serve the truest and heart-centered version of myself. And I'm feeling safe and excited to release them all now. Under the eye, I am dropping out of my ego and into my heart, and it feels so, so good. Under the nose, I am dropping out of my ego and returning back to my power and divine protection. Even though I can feel small and self-critical, and I feel the need to hide away at times, I signal to my ego, my body and heart, that I can release this feeling now and step more into my power and light. The chin, even though I can limit my potential and worthiness, because of old ways of being and thinking, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And trust the person I'm evolving into. Coming down to the chest, it is safe for me to evolve and grow. It is safe for me to expand. It is natural for me to expand. I give myself permission to evolve and grow. I know that I am more than capable and worthy. I no longer need to limit my potential. I am just as capable and worthy as anyone else. Coming under the arm, I step outside of my comfort zone and let myself be seen, because I recognize I am safe and supported. The rests, I step outside my comfort zone and embrace the fear and activate my potential. Back up to the top of the head, I am the embodiment of expansion. I am the embodiment of following my heart. My ego no longer keeps me small, because I am big and I am bold and I am powerful and I am brave. I love that I am starting to feel safe to allow my ego to drop. Coming down to the eye, to keep my heart open. And know I am fully protected in this state of being. Under the eye, I am so divinely protected. I am so divinely protected. I don't have to worry anymore. I don't have to stress anymore. I don't have to hold myself back anymore. Under the nose, I'm excited to start leading and tapping into this powerful, beautiful part of me within my heart. I have healed all cages that just tap in on your heart center. I have healed all cages surrounding my heart, and now my light gets to shine so bright that it melts all anxiety, disempowerment, and struggle my ego shouts at me away. I open my heart to feel safe, to own and embody its potential, power and magic. My ego has been dropped. My ego has been dialed down. And the light within my heart is shining so bright, so beautiful, so majestically. I feel so, so protected in this light. So, so protected on my path. Thank you, universe, for giving me such a one-of-a-kind, beautiful heart and path. I am open and willing to quieten my ego more and more moving forward, because I have a bright and beautiful path ahead of me. A bright and beautiful evolution ahead of me. And I allow my heart to lead the way throughout it all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Taking a deep breath in, big sigh out, giving a little shake of your hands, doing whatever you need to do. If you took yourself through the tapping, or if it was just a mantra track for you, just breathing in those affirmations, breathing in those new beliefs, feeling your ego just drop to the side, feel your light come back alive, your heart come back alive within you, feel that power being reactivated within you, remembering who the fuck you are, remembering that you have an even more high vibrational protection all around you from divine, from your heart, from your soul. Then you get to experience bigness. You get to experience expansion. That you don't have to live from your ego. You don't have to live from this limitation, from this box. It's time to fly. It's time to fly. Release yourself from that cage. Release yourself from those limitations, those fears in your mind, trying to keep you safe. There's safety. There's a high vibrational safety waiting for you. There's a high vibrational protection all around you that's supporting you in expanding and rising. If you allow yourself to tap into it, if you allow your ego to step to the side and say, it's okay. We're choosing a high vibrational protection. We've been guided to. We're safe to. It's time to. Amazing. Okay. Well, that was a little pep talk for me. I was saying that for myself as well. But let me know if this resonated with you at all. Let me know if your ego has been loud, your fears have been loud. And yeah, let me know why you feel like, what are they trying to protect you from? What is it that you are being... What have you been desiring to lean into, or what is something that you are leaning into and it's trying to protect you from? Please let me know so you can release it from your body, release it to the world, share it so that you can feel a lot more liberated and freer within yourself to lean deeper into that fear. But I love you all so much. I'm so proud of you. If you would like any more information on my True Alignment Portal membership, for you to tap into any further tap-ins that are video style as well, I have got an ever-growing library of meditations, an ever-growing library of tap-ins. We have monthly workshops inside of the business tier. We also have an extra business workshop per month and weekly one-on-one drop-in sessions, and an amazing community of souls that are constantly expanding. So I'm going to leave some links in the show notes just in case you want to check that out. And if you have any questions, just click the link to in the show notes to come over to Instagram, and you can DM me the word portal, and I can answer any questions you have around the portal, or you can just come over to Instagram and have a little chit chat around how your ego has been loud recently, any fears that are arising, what's kind of been surfacing for you. And yeah, I will speak to you all in 2 weeks' time for another episode. Bye.